And the other disciple,
the one who arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what he said to her. Do you like surprises? Depends on the kind of a surprise, doesn't it? There are some surprises that we could do without. When the sink is clogged or something else is wrong, that's a surprise we could very easily do without. When the tire goes flat or any number of things, or someone has scraped the car, they're sitting in the parking lot, we'd just as soon not experience those kinds of surprises. When someone says or does something that we have not expected, something unkind, we would just as soon do without that surprise. But then there are those other surprises too, aren't there? Those times when we reach in our pocket and maybe we find a dollar we didn't know we had, and that's a neat thing. Or we find that our team has won and we didn't know how the game had gone. Or we experience this, that, or the other that was unlikely, or at least unknown to us, and we find that it went in the right direction, and that we are happy. We all come with our expectations, don't we? We expect things to be the way they've always been. We expect things to behave in a certain way. We expect a certain order. And when things don't go that way, we are surprised and taken just a bit off guard. The gospel lessons around the resurrection vary somewhat, which is a reminder of how it happened and exactly who was there and what they said was far less important than the event itself. And as they tried to piece it together, it was just mind-boggling that yes, there were these women who came together, and we find a few different names in one gospel than we find in another. And John doesn't even try to give everybody. He just mentions Mary Magdalene. But all of them give that perplexity, and that they have gone expecting a dead Jesus. They have gone expecting to find a body. They have gone with heart and life seemingly at a standstill. The situation that they face, the sorrow they feel so deep you could cut it. John does a good job at getting to the depth of the despair of Mary Magdalene. That she's come, she's made the discovery, she's gone to the disciples, and some have come to investigate, and other of the Gospels say that they sent Peter and another disciple, that they went to check things out, to find what was going on. Isn't it amazing that Mary doesn't seem at all surprised to look into the tomb and to see two angels? It's like, whoa. Two angels, that's pretty wild. And yet she's undisturbed by that. And she doesn't say, ah, this is wonderful. Can you shed some light on this terrible situation? No, in fact, it's a very matter-of-fact conversation. They've taken away my master. Leave me alone in my grief. Let me have my time. Let me mourn. Let me grieve. Let me do what I have to do. I've lost the most important person in the world to me. I've lost my Savior. I've lost my Master. I've lost my Teacher. The one who meant more than life itself. So wrapped up is she in her grief that she doesn't even recognize Jesus. Well, people do sound similar sometimes, don't they? I still remember the first time I heard Bob Mills. I thought I was listening to Perry Como. Okay. And we have so many things and so many who sound similarly. That she was lost in her grief, and even though she looked around, she didn't really look deeply. But the difference that came when Jesus called her by name, Mary. And suddenly she knew. She not only knew that voice, she knew who it was. And she knew it was Jesus. And there was no way that Jesus should be calling her name, and yet he was. He was there for her. He was alive. And all she could do was to wrap her arms around him, to kneel and worship, and to not want to let go for anything on earth. Friends, that was Mary's reaction. She came expecting the worst. She left exultant and expecting the best. We have all come here this morning. Why have you come? Oh, for some it may have been to see friends and family. For some it may have been the opportunity to worship together, the familiarity of friends and family, of the place. For some it may have been this reason or that. We have come with differing expectations. But I dare say, we have also come expecting to be confronted by the risen Christ. This is Easter. We fully expect the Lord Jesus, the presence of the Lord, to be here. Oh, Mary didn't fully get it. The disciples certainly didn't fully get it. Even when they were seeing Jesus taken away from them, the first thing they had to say before that happened was, do we get the kingdom now? Do we get to be important now? Does life get really good, really interesting now? And Jesus had to say literally, forget about it. That's not important. Just wait. The best is yet to come. You'll know. You'll know what to do. The Holy Spirit will teach you, will guide you, will literally drive you, if you will. We watch. There are several different television programs. I like Elementary. Monk. Watching these people who see the same thing that others see, but they see more. Then there are those others who see only after it's been revealed. Like, who would have thought? Who would have expected that? Hopefully you've come expecting this morning. And hopefully you found Jesus here, waiting for you. And even more, that he has come with you, and you have the assurance
that he will go with you from this place. What are you expecting? Gracious Lord, we give thanks and praise for your love, for your victory, and for our victory in you. In Christ's name we pray.